it's time to start. If you don't mind, we'll stop. Today's learning is sponsored by the Nishma Service Lebanon and Avtali's help. On the day of his yard time, may the learning be a schutz for his neshama by his children, Mr. and Mrs. Yanky Kleiber. We are at Ayin Tesem and Aleph, towards the bottom. So we said, we had a contradiction between the case of the mikvah, where we said everything made of this mikvah that you found chaser was one shalom was found chaser, where we said everything is vaday tamei, and the case of the chavis, where you found that it was chaymetz, and we say everything is suffix tamei besides 3 days, and we mentioned the machlokes about the 3 days. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answered, V'yamar Rav Chanina, and that's where we're going to start from, the fourth wide line. V'yamar Rav Chanina, Mesuriya, Mantan, Chavis, Rav Shimon, he's got a mikvah, Nami, Sveika, Mashvi. You're right, it's a machlokes tanoim. In a case when you have a chazanka de mikara, that's asuya lishtanus, that has a chazanka de hashta the opposite way, meaning it was good, now it's not good, right? And the question is how to view it. So the Tana of mikvah says it's vaday tamei. And Rav Shimon would say by mikvah it's also a suffix. Now kamina is that by a mikvah, but shusha rabim, suffix tum, but shusha rabim, it's a katar. That's what Rav Shimon would say. Because that's not long how we deal with suffix. By tevel, suffix tevel has to do truma, but you have to be careful how you separate the truma, because you're right, it might already be chulin. So you only can separate from it in itself. You can't separate from somewhere else, because somewhere else is vaday tevel, and this is suffix tevel. The tanya called tarish and asa gabalu v'freya. Everything done retroactively in that mikvah. Bein b'shus ha'yachem, bein b'shus ha'rabim t'meyas, that is the tanakama. That is the mission that we had about mikvah. Shemanayim b'shus ha'rabim t'hayres, because suffix tumma b'shus ha'rabim misar. B'shus ha'yachem t'aylin. It's suffix tumma. We don't burn it. We consider it tamei. But we wouldn't burn Taurus because it's still a suffix. Avul Rabbanon, Enoch Inami, the case of the Tevel. Tevel and Mephrei would be Vaday Tevel. So we see that it's Vaday Tevel. Back to Shmuel. So we see over there, Chazaka Mikara and Chazaka the Hashta. And we ignore the Chazaka Mikara. And we say it was Tevel, according to the Tanakhama. So the Kash is on Shmuel. He said it's a suffix, whether she's Mekadeshus, the one her father did, or the one she did. Unlike Rav, who said, ignore the Chazaka Mikara, and she's Mekadeshus to the one that she did Kedushin for, because she's a Begaris Lefanenu. And for the Gemara, Shaini Hasam, Nikola Meimah have a Tevelach Haskasa, the same terrors the Gemara gave before. There it is, two reyeses. Number one is, it was wine, right? And number two is, number one is that it's now vinegar, and number two is, the tevel had a cheskas tevel. The food had a cheskas tevel. So coupled with the fact that there's a weak chazaka miyikara because it's a chazaka asriya lishtanas, right? The fact that it was good is changing. It's apt to change. And it changed. Plus the fact that the tevel that you separated on is vaday tevel. It has a chazaka of tevel. So there we say, emer lo nisakim. Why don't we go with the chazaka of the wine? The answer is now it's vinegar. So why doesn't Shmuel say the same thing here? Hashtu the bagra. She became a begaris now. So hasam nami hashtu the achmet. It turned sour now. Hasam tired to the raise. So again, if we review the three cases, two of them are different than the third one. Our case of Shmuel was, the father was Mekadesh's girl in the morning, and she was in Kabul Kedushin later on in the day, and we check her and she's a Begaris. So Rav said, since it's a Chazak Asuya Lishtanis on this day, she's going to become a Begaris, and she is a Begaris now. Assume she was a Begaris before, ignore the father's Kedushin, go back Chazak the Hashta, she's a Begaris now, she was a Begaris since the beginning of the day. Father's Kedushin null and void. Shmuel says, no. It's a suffix. Yes, maybe she is Mekadeshes to the father. Maybe she wasn't a Begaris then. It's Chazaka de Mikara versus the Chazaka de Hashta. But it's Chazaka Asuya Lishtanis. It's still a suffix. So we asked the Shmuel from two cases. One was the case of mikvah, where it was a good mikvah, and now it's not a good mikvah. And we said there it's Vaday Tamei. We ignored the Chazaka Mikara. we asked in a shmul from a case of Tevo. It was good wine, and now it's vinegar. And we say, according to the Rabbanon, not according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbanon, we say, it was Vadai vinegar. We don't say it's a suffix. We go by now, and we paskin that it's Vadai vinegar. So in both cases, we ignore the Chazaka Mikara, what it was, and we go by what it is now. So why doesn't Shmuel do the same? So in both cases, Shmuel answers us, because there's a third component. By the case of the girl, there's two components. She was an Ara, she is a Begaris. Two conflicting things. Past, present. By the case of Mikvah, besides the fact it was a Mikvah and now it's not a Mikvah, you also have the fact that whoever titled it was Vadai Tameh. And you are now ignoring that Chazaka. That's a Chazaka that's there that helps the Chazaka Dehashta. So it's two against one. You have the fact that now it's not a good mikvah, and you have the fact that we know this person was Vadai Tameh. So the two make it Vadai that it's Tameh. Same by Tevel, by the case of the fruit, by the wine. It was once wine, now it's vinegar, but we know that whatever you separated on was Vadai Tevel. So that Chazaka joins the Chazaka Dehashta, and we go and say it's Vadai vinegar. Masha'en Kein. In the case over here, there's only two things, past and present. There is no other Chazaka that plays a role here. She's definitely married. The question is to whom? So therefore, here Shmuel considers it a suffix. That's what the Gemara is answering. But as Rav says, even though it's only one against one, we still say the Vadai would go by now, not by the one before. That's the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rashi. The Mishnah, four lines in the bottom. Gabi Chavis, Yitani, Ben Hakam, and Habad, Suffolk, but I mean, Mishai, did the Suffolk, Yadim, and the Bad, Kayachmetz. We don't say it's Vadai, Tevel, that it's Vadai, if I'm Rebbe Chanin, the Garis, that's the Machloik, and start on. Shusiyach, the Tailin, call Suffolk, Tumma, the Reb Shimon, but Shusiyach, the Tailin. Whenever you have a Suffolk, Tumma, he holds you don't burn it, because the Mepharish time, Rebbe Shemaitu, Kamaisi, the Nida, the Lidami, the Suffolk, Saita, Dasim, Yashmak, Lion, Bedover. By Saita, which is a suffix in a private area, we consider it Vadai Usser. By Tuma, Reb Shimon says, it's suffix Usser. Because by Saita, there's a basis. The fact that she was warned and went privately into a room gives it more basis that something illicit happened in the room. Tevel and Mefreya, Zeshin is Sakane de Chavizu. Damina mi dahashta Echmetz, mi karinami Chaymetz. We say since now it's vinegar, it was vinegar before. We should say, since now she's a Begaris, in the morning she was a Begaris. So at the end of the day, we're left with this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Again, let me review the case. Let me review the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The woman, the girl, the father accepted Kedushin in the morning. The girl accepted Kedushin for herself in the evening, afternoon. We find her now to be a Begaris. This is the day it's made to change. Automatically, she would be a Begaris by the end of the day. And we now find signs of a Begaris earlier than the end of the day. And the question is, when did these signs arrive? So, Chazaka de Mikara, which means go by before, says that she remained a Nara as long as possible. That's what the Torah tells us to do when you don't know. On the other hand, the fact that it did change by now, and it was made to change, key word here, it was Asuya Lehishtanis. It was supposed to change that day, tells us to go by now. So Rav says, in this case, the now wins. And therefore, we say she was a Nara, a Begaris all day, and the father's Kedushin is null and void. She's married to the one she was Makabal Kedushin for. No suffix. Chazaka Dehashta wins because it's a Chazaka Asuya Lishtanais. It's apt to change today. That is what Rav says. Shmuel says, it's a suffix. We don't know. One hand we're pulled with Chazaka Mikara, and one hand we're pulled with Chazaka Dehashta. If Shmuel says, it's a suffix, we don't know. You should get a get from both people. That was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I just want to point out, and maybe I'll be throwing confusion in here, but I want to be intellectually honest. Chazaka Asuya Lishtanis is the key here. Let me explain. Reuven is alive. Sorry, we don't have Reuven in this year. Shimon is alive, and now Shimon is dead. even though Chazaka Mikara says he lived as long as he could, and Chazaka Dashna says, well, he's dead now, he probably was dead before, we go by Chazaka Mikara. That everybody agrees. Because it's not Chazaka Suyelishtanis. It's not a process of dying. He's not, I know, I'm not going to get involved in medical thing now. It's not like when a person is walking around healthy, he's in the middle of dying. He's not dying. He's healthy. Death happens, not necessarily as, it's not a process. Mikvah evaporating is a process. Wine turning into vinegar is a constant process. Therefore, the Chazaka Mikara is weaker because it's Asuya Lihishtanais. Asuya Lihishtanais means it's a changing Chazaka. Living and death, yes, everybody dies, unfortunately, unless you're one of the 10 people that was going to leave this world living. But everybody ultimately dies. But we don't consider it Asuya Lihishtanais because it's not apt to change on an immediate basis or on a constant basis. Not something we're looking for change in. It unfortunately happens at one point. So Chazaka Mikara is stronger than Chazaka Dahashta there. We don't consider it Asuya Lihishtanais. Here, the weakness of the Chazaka Mikara, we always go by Chazaka the Mikara, but here, it's Asuya Lihishtanais. Built into the Chazaka Mikara is a constantly changing situation. And therefore, the Chazaka Dahashta is the stronger one. Question is, how much stronger is it? To create a doubt, or to paskin the ego by now? That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Yes. Usually it depends if it's Asuya Lihishtanais or not Asuya Lihishtanais.
Right, same that's the one. Sometimes it goes this way, and when the car goes the other way. That's
again, if the Mikara is Asuya Lihishtanais, it weakens the Mikara.
Right, that's
right. Everybody holds it weakens the Mikara. Let me explain again. In the case of death, we go by the Chazaka Mikara. It's not a suffix. We say he died as long, as late as possible. Okay. That means we ignore the Chazaka Dahashta. Here, nobody ignores the Chazaka Dahashta. Nobody is ignoring it. The question is, to what point is it weakened? Rav says, totally weakened. And Shmuel says, partially weakened. But the difference between this Chazaka Mikara and the Chazaka Mikara of life is that one is in a constant changing basis and one is not. Now, I don't want to hear medically that everybody is dying constantly. It might be true. The death is a slow process. The brain cells stop working. And this stops working. I got it. But how long are we not taking that into account now? So we'll just leave that alone. Yes?
Well, actually, this question is different. Just to go down the rabbit hole, the someone is in Gesisa, would they have
No, at that point, the Chazaka would not have a Cheskes Chaim anymore. Well, yes and no. It wouldn't be...
Well, the question would be if someone's son sold a piece of land at that time when he was on the earth.
Was he dead or alive? I don't know. We're going to get... No, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
It would seem that's definitional.
Could be. Right, guys, the Lamisa, I don't know. What? Zaken and Chayla, but not by Geisus. That's because Rav Chayla Mechayim, so it's not Asuya Lishtanis. That's where it comes from. Why it says when the guy's 80, like Shad Alash Lagir Lagvuras, Avagir Lagvuras, the Chazaka doesn't work. That becomes Asuya Lishtanis.
Our ancestor Esau said, "In the end of your whole life, one was."
Right, so that's a good word for your Chumash thing. You can talk about it all you want, but it's nothing to do with this one.
No, I'm just saying, he's, that's what
he said. I understand.
Name.
Yeah.
Their old-fashioned wine always turned vinegar.
Yes, yes. Their wine turned into vinegar. It was a process. Some took longer, some took shorter. Right, that was a bracha from Hashem. If it's man amigdash, it didn't turn into vinegar.
How did they have old wine, or they
did? They did, and some wine lasted, and some wine didn't last. But if you left it too old, it didn't last. Nothing lasted. Again, some worked at a much slower basis. It was a better quality wine. I don't know enough about wine. The Gemara considers this wine absolutely Lishtanis. Again, I go by the Gemara. I have no idea how wine works. Nor am I interested, really, but I'm just saying it was. Right. Not only that, I add things into it. Sulfites and things like that to keep it from becoming. And it still turns sour sometimes. Many times I turn my bottle over to see if it's still good, and the sides are red. And the sides are.
Sediment is a natural process that thinks about
it. I don't mean the bottom, I mean the side.
Okay, whatever you
do, the side. Right, okay. But sometimes the wine spoils. It does. Don't think of my right. Yes, Doc, you had a question?
No, I should have said
what
else.
Right.
Archaeological finds where they found bottles of wine from several thousand years ago that are still
preserved. Okay. Don't think about right to name it Ketanoi. Let us say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rav, and Shmuel. Okay? So now we're going to bring in a similar case and again try to show that there are differences. Me, might see me, Yad, me. The case is talking about a person gave away all his property. He wrote a shtar, giving away all his property. Now, halacha is, if he was dying at the point, he was a shchid merah, he was dying. Now, halacha is, if he recovers, he can take it all back. Because it's self-understood that if you give everything away, it's only because the guy thought he was going to die. And if he was alive, this is we had him at Baba Basra, he can change his mind and take it all back. If he's not dying, he's a healthy. Even nothing is written, just written that he's giving it away. If he's a shchimera, it's self-understood. If he's not a shchimera, it's a present that he cannot change his mind from. Why did he give everything away? I don't know. Send him to a psychologist. But the bottom line is, he gave everything away. Here is a guy who claims he gave everything away as a shchimera, and therefore it belongs to him, he changed his mind, he's now healthy. And the others claim, no, you were healthy when you gave it, and it is ours. There's an argument between the people involved. The one who gave it all away claims I was a shchimera at the time. The ones who received it claimed it's not true. You were a healthy person at the time, and therefore cannot change your mind. Zok de Brisa, me might see me at me. Who wins? Who might see me at the Beloy Raya? Without any proof, he wins. And they can only win if they prove that he was healthy. They would have to bring a proof. Assume the proof means Adam. They would have to bring a proof saying that he was healthy. Meaning, seems to be because he is. Let me go to the next one. Zimmer Reb Yaakov. Nasanaimer, Imbarihu, Alofavi Raya. He's healthy now. He has to prove Shoya Shimera. Im Shimerahu, Alayim Bavi Rai Shabarihoya. If he's now sickly, they have to prove that he wasn't sickly at the time that he gave the present. Now here you have a case. The Chazaka de Mikara says that the land belonged to Mr. Shimon. Right? That's what it definitely belonged to him at one point. Did he give it away or not? Chazaka de Hashta says, in one case, he's now healthy. Healthy, so if he's healthy now, he was healthy before. He claims he was a shimera. The first time it says, you go with him. Because it was his land, you try to take his land away based on what's going on now. You can't go by what's going on now to change what was before. Now, he does not have a chazaka mikara that he was a shimera. There is no such chazaka. But he has a chazaka that the land was his. And they're trying to take the land away from him based on the chazaka de hashta that he's now healthy, so he probably was healthy before. The first time it says, no, you don't go by that. He wins unless there's proof. Not because we know he's right, but because we don't know he's right, and we don't know that the others are right, so leave the custom to where they were. And the second time it says, no, we go by now. We go by now. He's healthy now. He was healthy before. So the Gemara wants to say, name a Rav Damakrev Nassim, or Shmuel Damakrev Yaakov. Is the Machoikas Rav and Shmuel, which has similarities, based on that, Rashi. Me Moitzi Miyadmi, Hakaisim Nechasim Lacherim, somebody writes his property to somebody else. Veloi Shire Klum, left nothing over. The Kaimalam B'Shchiv Mirah, Shema Tanasim Matana. Im Amad, by Shchiv Mirah, it's not a valid present if he recovers. The gully died to be the Shire Midi, the Mitzvah Machmas Misahoya. But the fact that he didn't leave anything over for himself, that reveals that he was doing it because he thought he's dying. Bimbari Hoya, Atanasa Matana. The Akshav who I'm a Shimmera Yisi. The Hainai, Bimbari Hoya. He claims he was a Shimmera. They claim he was healthy. Me, might see the Chasim Yadmi, who gets to keep the property.
Do
I say Shimmera the same? No. No. Shimmera is before, guys. Yes, last we learned that guys can't give presents, not the right of sound mind. Who might to me, Adam, im hamdu v'chziku b'nechasim, v'ein tzarech lo viraya. What does it mean? He takes it away. If they took it, he takes it away from them. He doesn't have to prove it, Shai Shkibarah. Even though now he's healthy, lo yamina medahashta bari mikara b'shas matan en ami bari. We don't say, go by the chazaka dahashta. Reb Nassim Eimer, im bari haya achsha b'shas chazara, if not, we go by now, by the Karav. Shmuel Dama Krav Yaakov, the Loyaz of Asahashtam. Elamina Shem Beshasmatana Shimmerahoya. We say we're in doubt. And when in doubt, you leave the property by the last owner. You are in doubt because he has the Chazaka of having the land. They're trying to take it away with the Chazaka the Hashta. Not strong enough. And Rav says, I mean, the second time it says, it is strong enough. So here's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. How much strength do we give to the Chazaka the Hashta? And for the Gemara, Amalach Rav. No. Another Ami Afil Lekrev Yaakov. I don't have to pick sides in that Machlokes. Because I've come to come Rav Yaakov Haslam, Dikul Lemei Mehemet Mamalach Haskasai. There, the money is not Asuya Lishtanais. Money is mine, is the guy, and there's no reason to assume it changed. I mean, there's a reason to be misunderstood, but it's not a constantly changing thing. The money is there, and since the money is there, it stays there. That's why Rabbi Yaakov says, yes, there's a chazaka the hashta, but that's not enough to take money away from a person. Here, the guf is changing. It's asuya lishtanais. You can't compare it. She's becoming a begaris today. The property is not necessarily changing hands. There's no weakness in the chazaka mikara. It's a question. Was he a shimera? Was he not? The fact, it wasn't automatically a changing situation. Rashi. Hasam, kiven the sveikahu, amina hemed mamanachaskasaka, shay muksik, bakayna matayna zuchay suffering. He was a muksik before this present. Me ikalamei mehemet guba kaskasa tevi nara yoyim the mishlam shish, which you consider a nara on the day of the end of the 6 months. I'm sorry, tevi nara, comma, yoyim the mishlam shish, eibo lecheskas naras, lecheskas bagros. So yoyim, what matters with shanais? It's apt to change. That is Rav's reason why he thinks that case is different. Reb Nassim thinks the chazaka dahash is enough to take away from money, and Reb Yaakov thinks not. But it is not a chazaka suya lishtanais. Shmuel Amar, I feel I know Amar Kerev of Nassim. Ad kan lekamer of Nassim Nassim, the kulam b'cheskes b'yim kaimi. The world is full of healthy people, not dying people. Right people in the world are nice and healthy. This guy is trying to say he was not one of the majority. He's trying to change that he was not one of the majority. So Mandi. The one who's trying to change the normal has to prove it. Is she saying she wasn't a Nara? She was a Nara. The question is, did it change? There, why would we think a guy's a Shimera? It's flying in the face of Rav. So Zach Shmuel, I can agree to him nothing there. I don't think Shimera is a valid suffix. Why is it a suffix? 95% of the people I just made that up are not Shimmeras. So why would I? The guy claims he's a shibera. Now the other mandiyama says 95% of the people don't give everything away. That weakens the rise. Why would a guy give everything away? So that weak. That's the machoikas. Like, there is a rive that he wasn't a shibera. But at the same time, there's a pretty constant rive that most people don't give all their property away unless they're a shibera. So that's the. But it has nothing to do with Chazaka Yashrili, Shtalas, and Chazaka the Hashtab. There is a rive. In the case of Nara, there's no rive. This is the day it changes. She was definitely a Nara. There's no question about that. Here it is a question. Was he ever a Shemira? Rashi. Let me just do Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Me, Mavkin Avshi B'Chazaka, Kler B'Kim B'Sabkinu Lo B'Nara. Aren't there a lot of Naris this morning? Aren't there a lot of girls that aren't by garrison in the morning? Yes, it's the last day, but it doesn't change automatically in the morning. She's not changing the accepted way. Mashenka, in the case over there, the guy is claiming he's a Shimera, is going against the majority of people. That's the Makhlaikas. That's what Shmuel answers. Therefore, there's no bearing on my case. That's the machlokes over there. Both Rav and Shmuel say our case is different. Rav says there's a chazakas, not a chazakas u'ilishtanas, and Shmuel says over there is a rive. So each one is saying, don't bring it into my story. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
The person, is there also a row? Do people change from shchivira to bori? That's nothing? We don't care about that? He's a
bori
now, right?
Right.
Do people, is that...
Do most Chimera die? I don't know.
Is that not a factor?
We had Chaylin, most Chaylin live, most Geisus and die. Chimera is not a Geisus, but he's a very ill person.
I thought we had someone with a Chimera, they gave away everything they don't, then they got better.
No, we just said the opposite in Rashi at the beginning of the page. No, it doesn't stand. If they gave everything away, if they gave part away, they gave everything. No. Yes. They asked the Kasha. Because Shmuel doesn't go, but Mammon arrives, and here he's taking Rav into account. The answer is, here it's a rive plus a chazaka da hashta. Here's a bari now. I think even Titus might ask it. It doesn't, but the Pefarshim bring it in. They bring in the Shmuel's Ein Hochem B'mama Achar rive, and over here he seems to take rive into account. I think, I'm not sure if I remember the answer correctly. If I remember it correctly, part of it was he is a bari now. There is no now. Question is, did the guy buy it in the Shkita? Did the guy buy it in the Raja? There's no now. Here is a now that he's a bari. I think that's what they answer. I'm not sure, but I think that's what they answer. And they ask going to Rav, that goes to Maman Achar, right? So why does Yaakov argue? So they say, because most people don't give everything away, so that weakens the right. Yes, by the way, do you have a question?
Are they arguing that he means Ali didn't? I was a Shemira, and you never were a Shemira?
When you gave it away, we don't know. That's what it sounds like. We have no proof that he was a Shemira.
It was widely known that he wasn't. He was covered miraculously. Did that factor in? Like, well, at the time that you said it, you weren't in that state. That's what they're saying. You're a Shemira when you replaced him.
You're asking if we know for sure he was a Shimera, would that change the right? I'm not sure.
Sounds like that's the case here.
No, not. Who said?
Because it says Bari is Haya. Mashma, that at some point he was in the Bari.
Well, I don't know about that. But it wouldn't be bothering me anyway, because the Maisa Rife says that he recovered, if he's recovered now. Yes?
I'm not sure. What is the.
In the Mishnah means the same thing, but the punishment is the Thank you. I don't know if that bearing on this. Right, exactly.
there a difference? The Shkima determines, the self-determined, or the Shkima, not the doctor or the entire city, no.
Interesting question. I don't know for sure the answer. Meaning there's some people that are Shkima Raz when they're walking around at 25. They think they're dying. There are people like that. So that person can determine I am Shkima Raz? I don't think so.
By the fact that he's saying I'm giving you everything.
See, again, I can only say the following, you know, I'm talking off the top of my head, which I don't like to do. And that is, Shlimara means he's in bed. He's sick. That's the first you say. He's walking around healthy. He's walking around, he's not a Shlimara. Pashtas, the Shlimara is a guy that has lost the ability to function regularly in society. Pashtas. It's not a definitive statement. That's usually the Shlimara. He's laying in bed. The literal translation is Shiv Meira. He's laying in bed because things are bad. He's sick. Now, at what point does the person decide he is a Shiv Meira, he's dying? Does the person make their own decision? I have no idea. Yes?
I have for whatever it's worth, I haven't seen a figure, but I have seen, I forgot, but I have not seen a halakhic discussion. I've seen plenty on...
Yeah, today it's come out in the Nagaya.
Like
right.
But I have not seen...
No, there are no practical, that I know of, discussions of Shemara. In the famous line, there was a hush of a person that used to always walk around saying, he's dying, he's dying. So his sister told him, ready, make up your mind. Stop saying. And this, you know, make... Don't, like, be in this state of, you're dying. Other time next, but don't, you know what I mean?
That was
now, luckily, we have a hard time determining this good
memory. Back then, they
just... I guess they did. I never saw any discussions today about this good memory. Don't take my right. Name it Tanoi. Name it Kahani Tanoi. Let us say it's like the following Tanoi. Kitcha via Baderach, Bikitcha Atma Be'ir, Vahibi Geras. Mamish, the same case. Rav and Shmuel's case. He was Mekadosh in Baderach. She was Mekadosh herself in the city. And now she's a Begaris. Mamish, this is like an exact replica of the case. Not replica. It is the same case. Tanukhaz Ahi Begaris Lepenedu. One Bryce says, like Rav. The Tangi, the Kashid, the Kedushi Shneim. And one says, like Shmuel. My love, Chatke Rav, Chatke Shmuel. So Rav for sure is a machlekes tanoi. The question is, can we get out of it according to Shmuel? And for the Gemara life. Idi v'idi kishmuel, kam b'makrush asay, kam b'shei makrush asay. That depends if she says, according to Rashi, I was at Begaris yesterday. The time that means Shmuel saying, I only said it's a suffix because she's claiming that she was at Begaris in the morning. She was already a Begaris yesterday. Remember Rashi Shita is? It can happen the day before. According to Taisa, she would claim, by 10:30 in the morning, I was a Begaris. So then, Shmuel agrees. That's what Shmuel says. Then Shmuel would agree that we go by her claim. Given there, he would agree. I think if there's no claim, that's when Shmuel says, Yechai Shish L'Kadush Yishtayim. She doesn't know. She didn't check herself. No, she didn't check herself. If she claims I was a Begaris, then Shmuel agrees to Rav. Sorry, yeah, then Shmuel agrees to Rav. Rashi. So it's Rashi b'makhashasai. Hadik tani ahi Begaris l'fenedu makhashasai l'vi aloi mekvar begarti me'esmo. Right. And Tysus argues and says that can't happen. She's saying I was a Begaris in the morning.
Her checking herself is valid?
She is a Begaris now. Again, it's not valid for anything except to say that the fact that she's contradicting the saying that she, this is Chazak Asui Lishtanis, and she claims she knows it changed. That's enough to strengthen her Chazak Adahashta that Shmuel would agree to Rav. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zakti Gemara right to the name of the Masnitsa Leplig Amaroi Nami Leplegi. So maybe, maybe Shmuel and Rav both agree. Rav is talking in a case when she claimed she was a Begaris, It's more like in the case which you didn't claim it was a Megaris. Dr. Gemara, Batisper, how could you ever say that? Rav Yosef Breda of Menashe Mitzvil, Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Menashe Mitzvil, of the Kavas and the Rav, he did like Rav, the Ikva Shmuel, and Shmuel got upset at him. He paskened that she's definitely Mekudeshes to the one she married, there's no suffix, and Shmuel got upset at him. The Yaman, he said the following line, Kulau Mekailele Mekabazuta, everybody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured him a small cup of Chachma. Not so smart to make those big decisions. L'hai b'drabbanam, and he said about Rav Yosef, he must have been Kailele Mekabarabba. He must have gotten a much bigger cup of Chachma. Meaning, like, how does he take this on? What does he think? Who does he think he is that he's poskening that she's a definite married to the second one? Like, everybody else must have gotten a much lesser dose of Chachma. He must have gotten a big dose. That's what Shmuel said. I mean, obviously Shmuel holds that he was wrong when he poskened like Rav. So there is a machloikas. There's no machloikas. Why is he upset? Maybe there's no machloikas, but he poskened like Rav when she was claiming that she was a Megaris in the morning, meaning, no, I'm sorry, that's part of the kasha. Maybe it was Makashasai. Must be that it was a Makashasai, and he poskened like Rav because Rav said it even by a Makashasai. Again, if there's no machlokes, then he wouldn't be doing, then it'd be much more. It wouldn't just be who gave him the right to say that. Everybody agrees. Rob agrees that I'm right with a machlokesai. Terence says there must be a machlokes. And it can't be by machlokesai because we said that Shmuel agrees by machlokesai. Must be it's a machlokes by a machlokesai. So from the story that Shmuel got upset, is a raya that there was a machlokes Rob and Shmuel in the case of a machlokesai. So the Gemara, Amar the Masutra, the Ravashi, Achim, Amei, Mechus, the Kavas, the Shmuel, Ravashi, Amar, Mechus, the Kavas, the Rav, Mechus, the Kavas, the Rav, we pass like Rav, that even by a Makushasai, we can say she's married to the second one, to her, not to the first one. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kula Alma, Kaila Le, Kapay Duhu, the Kapar Ale, got upset. Ramu the Chol Tamidim, Nimdi the Chachma, Bekav Kutten. All Tamidim got a small measurement. They're afraid to rely on their wisdom to be matur and suffocatious ish. They must have given him an extra one. The same Macham Binas, and he relies on his understanding. He's saying it's not a suffix. My company, Rav Makhshasa cover, by the way, the Kavas Makhshasa, but maybe he did it in Makhshasa. And Shmuel agrees. And Levadai, Behe Makhshasa Pligi, Behe Behe Makhshasa Avinukta. And that's why it's Makhlekas. And we end up passing like Rav. So Christ says, even though we always pass like Rav Behe Surim, but since other Amaroyim pass like Shmuel, the Gemara strengthens the Hukas and Kavas at the Rav. Yes, Doctor.
Now I think it would be accurate to say that Rav did.
That's not what happened, excuse me. No, Shmuel was not questioning Rav's wisdom. He was questioning this Talmud who dared Paschal like Rav, and he said he thinks he got more wisdom than the rest of us.
What's left out is a relatively easy solution if there are no
Kahanim
involved.
Let her give
against both.
That's what Shmuel said to do. Rav said it's unnecessary.
But I don't understand why the statement that
he'll get to
Rav is necessary.
Because we're possibly not going to get after both of them. He doesn't want to give it. Not every woman wants to. You're saying, let's get. We don't need to. That's what Al Karav says. You don't have to bother.
Again,
Rav said, let's take Rav's word. Rav said, I know the severity of HSH. I'm very well aware. I went to school, and I still passed, she's not an HSH to the first one. It's a psak. So if that's what Rav said, I don't have to be frumer than Rav, if that luck is like Rav. Your question comes from the way we try to do things. We try to avoid machlokes. There's no Sanhedrin here to paskin one way or the other. In the olden days, Rav paskin, and he did his sack, and he said this is the way it is, regardless of where the chips fall. He didn't say, I paskin this way, but because it's ritual. Sometimes he did. But most of the time, he paskin that he did it. There's some cipher, there's a Shiloh when she is. Right? Today, Klaiso has reached a consensus, pretty much. The Shkia is, at least for the Rises, the first Shkia. You don't see people doing Malacha after the first Shkia. Some cipher writes in the Tshuva, we do Malacha 45 minutes after sunset. Otherwise, the Malacha. He didn't say, well, why take a chance? The other, she says, he passed him that way, and this was the Pesach, and he did it. And by the way, Shabbos is at least as strict as Eish is Ish.
Thank you, Rabbi. by the way, Reb Royer, I believe, was the most of the Fall 17.
Yeah, you don't need Reb Royer to say it. It was a fact. I mean, that's the way it was.
Well, that's how I know it's
a fact. Till the Grub came around, almost everybody followed the second skier. The Grub passed like the first skier, and therefore it started changing. The Mishnah Berurah came along and paskin the first Shkia, and therefore became more accepted. By the time they came to America, it became the accepted thing. Supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, Tamar Rebbe met Ramesha, and they decided that in America they would do the first Shkia for Shabbos. For Mincha, the Chassidim rely on the second Shkia. They do. But again, if you're holding the second Shkia, you can't hold 42 minutes for Shabbos because it doesn't work. So again, talk to Mishnah Vayta. Mishi Yatsahu Ve'ishtalam Dinasayam. We're back to Yuchsin. And again, I want to point it out. That was a problem with the last Mishnah. Why in the world was it there? We've been talking Yuchsin. We're back to Yuchsin. Why was that Mishnah there? So we spoke out because the Gemara is going to bring down that he thinks Yichus, she thinks Yichus. That was why that Mishnah was there. Misha Yatsahu Beishtam Mdina Sayyam. Guy left with his wife, Mdina Sayyam. And this is a wife that he had checked out, according to Rashi Tzakayan. Right? Kayan has to check out Arba Imois. We had that a few missions ago. He has to check out for Yichus. He checked her out. They went away. He came with his wife and kids. This is the same wife. Right? We have no idea. We don't know what his wife looks like. We never knew what his wife looked like the first time. He comes back and claims, I'm married to the same woman. They will be now. These are her kids. And therefore, they don't have to be checked out anymore. I checked my wife out. This is the same woman. These are her children. Therefore, no need to do any more batikas. Ein tzarech l'havi raya, le'ala isha, le'ala banim. There's no reason for them to have to prove anything. Because no reason to assume there was a change in his wife, and there's no reason to assume that the kids aren't her kids. Now the Gemara is not going to be so happy with that. In fact, the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to explain that that's only on the younger kids, because what proves that these are her kids? The fact that they hang around her. Kids hang around mom. It's a natural thing. Kids hang around mom. They don't usually hang around a strange lady. So they're hanging around her like kids do to a mom. That's indicative that they're their kids. That's why older kids that no longer hang a mommy's skirt, they need to be proven, the Gemara is going to say. So when it says he doesn't have to bring a raya on the kids, it's only the kids that are showing the natural tendency of kids to a mom. And since she is miyuchas esses, her kids are automatically miyuchesim, Rashi. Ein tzarech l'havi raya lo yala isha, she miyuchesis, shkrab bat gu, but she nasa, they checked her already. Lo yala abonim, so Rashi, k'damuki b'gemara b'ktanim, younger children, k'ruchim ala achreha, and they are k'ruchim, I don't know the exact English word, every Gemara is going to use the word, I think it means hanging on her, the bechest is imanheim. That shows us that that's their mother. They don't have to prove through Adam that they were born from this woman. You don't have to bring Adam to testify that these kids came from this mother. Later. Mesa the Elubanel. Now what happens if he comes back without a wife? And he says, listen, unfortunately my wife passed away, but these are her children. Now there goes the raya of Kruchim, because they're not Kruchim anymore, unfortunately. So Tarek Levi Raya, maybe Raya Labanim, maybe Raya Laisha. He has to prove that the kids came from that wife. The wife has been proven already. Rashi, maybe Raya Labanim, Troy B'nei Isha. Now, according to the Adrama, he can bring a raya that they were kruchim back in the other country. Doesn't have to prove the birth. As long as he proves that they were kruchim once upon a time, that shows that they were children. Unfortunately, she passed away, so they can't be kruchim now, but they were kruchim. He proves that. He proves that they were children. Yes?
Originally, there were no kids at all.
No, there were no kids. A young couple. They went for a honeymoon.
You know, it's funny. I had a customer who called me. He's going around the world now.
I'm very happy for him.
No,
I have no paycheck.
Yeah, like he's just going around the world.
I'm happy to go to make Medrash, to their show, and to davening, and to sit at home, and to learn, try to learn.
but
I go around the world too. I love my Tyra. I try to go to the Isle of Tyra.
Is all the money, whatever I charge him, isn't here.
That's very good. Tell him I'm giving my address with.
But the question it would make a difference. Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Or not?
Well, they checked her out.
We don't know. If she left with kids, it makes a difference.
It was the same kids. How do we know these kids didn't bring it back?
How do we know these are the kids or his? Or does it make a difference?
I have no idea what you mean.
Does it make a difference if there were kids originally also? We didn't know who they are. I mean, we didn't see them exactly who they are. Does it make a difference?
Well, do we know where our kids that were here?
No.
So we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, so it could be a case that we don't know who the kids are.
Usually, if they're in this city, we know that this woman gave birth, you know, the Shalom Zucker, the announcement, and it was our community connection. We know these things.
And also, I would say, the doctor could agree with this. Wants to. An adopted kid also is Korach Eitzel.
Well, the Gemara doesn't seem to think that's natural. Again, I'm not saying it's impossible. The Gemara will bring that up, but not by adopted kids. Well, yes and no. But the Gemara, but it's not the natural thing. The natural thing is kids go by their mom. That's the natural.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I'm missing something here. So he comes back and says that these kids belong to the wife who died, and they would be able to tell if this stepmom is the real mom, if the little kids are hanging on him or whatever. But how do we know overseas about who the father was? How do we know that he was the father? Does that matter?
I mean, why are we afraid that it's someone else's kids?
Yeah.
Why would he have someone else's kids?
Why? How do we know that the father of these children was him versus somebody else?
I'm losing you. If she's married to this woman, we're not chayshit that she was Mizana. Like, we're not chayshit that any wife is Mizana.
So there's a chazaka there. Okay.
Right. We assume that children come from the husband. That's the assumption.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Sorry, God.
I heard. I'm sorry. What was the question?
No, I was done. Thank you.
Okay.